Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Somebody who is very familiar to public speaking, not afraid to speak in public, and is very busy. He's dealing with the redrawing of the election maps in Pennsylvania. And he's also in charge of a major summit happening this week in Pittsburgh. And that would be Chancellor Emeritus at the University of Pittsburgh, Mark Nordenberg. Good morning, Chancellor. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Kevin. It's great to be with you.
Now, I know that you got to watch the game last night a little bit, and you answered the bell this morning, and you're able to get to work and get things going.
Yeah, I'm surprised that an early morning guy like Larry couldn't make it up, but here you and I are. So that says something, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Now, you are chairing a major event. It's called Eradicate Hate, the Global Summit, and there are some big names, including a former president and former governor, going to speak.
Yes, that's right. And I should say from the start, I'm co-chairing the event. And the inspiring leader in some ways is Laura Ellsworth, the global managing partner of community service activities for Jones Day, who also is a Pittsburgher. But we've got a big event coming up. We do have appearances by a number of keynote speakers. Some of them, former President Bush and former Governor Ridge, are going to appear virtually. Others will be here in person. In fact, it's interesting. We have over 100 speakers. We gave all of them the opportunity to check in from a remote location. And more than 90% of them said, no, we want to come to Pittsburgh. We want to be a part of this in person. We want to have a chance to meet others and see your city. It looks as if it's going to be quite an event.
No, well, that's amazing. It's an amazing guest list. I was looking it over. Alejandro Mayorkas, U.S. Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, is going to be there. Major Garrett, a CBS News correspondent, is going to be there. And also former Governor of Washington State, Gary Locke, U.S. Commerce Secretary, former U.S. Commerce Secretary, going to be there as well. So this is the biggest group of names I could imagine that you could get together, a very impressive list. And they're going to talk about all kinds of different aspects of eradicating hate, including tech. What's the role of tech in fighting hate?
Well, one of the roles of tech these days has been in spreading hate. And there has been a lot of attention paid to the online world of negative information and hateful information. And so we have a lot of experts coming in, including those from senior positions in platform companies, as well as academic experts, to talk about the other side of it. That is, what can we do to use tech to curtail the spread of hate that has become such a destructive force in our society?
And one question that always comes up when you're talking about speech is the First Amendment. Now, I don't, a lot of people say it does not protect hateful speech, but it should protect all speech. What role does the First Amendment have in this summit?
The First Amendment has a big role. It does complicate the decision-making process in ways that are consistent with American values. But we also have sessions in the conference that are dedicated to that topic. In fact, another of our local leaders, Ken Gormley, the president of Duquesne University, who is an expert in this area, will be moderating that panel, and I'm looking forward to it.
What are some of the other interesting panels? I think there was one about COVID-19. That seemed interesting as well, and its role in this.
Yes, because the pandemic, as we have seen in a range of ways, has become a divisive issue in our society. You would think it would pull people together. It has not had that effect, at least completely, and it has played a role in the spread of hate. One particular example is the spread of Asian American hate, hate against Asian Americans. And so we have both segments dealing with the influence of COVID more broadly, but also the rise in hate against Asian Americans. And you mentioned Gary Locke, who is the former governor of Washington State, the former U.S. Secretary of Commerce, the former ambassador to Asia or to China. And he was a pioneer in many of those roles. And I'm sure that will be a part of his keynote address to the group.
And former U.S. President George W. Bush will be also addressing the group as well via video. This may sound like an odd question. You know, this event will gather a lot of attention, a lot of big names. But in the end, how will a summit like this be considered a success? I mean, what are some of the main or achievable goals that you have set?
Well, it's a success already in the sense that we are bringing people together who have an interest in this area and expertise in this area, but from many disciplines that have not always collaborated. And so we had a big speaker dinner last night, and there was a palpable excitement in the room as people were making connections with others they knew by reputation but had not worked with personally. Beyond that, we're planning this to be the first in a succession of annual summits, and know that much of the most important work will be done between these major gatherings. We're also anticipating that the summits will come under the umbrella of the Collaboratory Against Hate that recently was created as a joint initiative of the University of Pittsburgh and Carnegie Mellon University. So we'll have a home, and it will be an appropriate home to nurture the kind of ongoing work that will be necessary if we really want to have a real-world impact on the spread of hate.
And this is the inaugural Eradicate Hate Global Summit. It grew out of the attack at the Tree of Life Synagogue, the massacre there at the synagogue, 3 years ago already. And what about Pittsburgh? Was Pittsburgh chosen because the co-chairs, you, are from Pittsburgh? Or was it chosen because of the Tree of Life, or just why was Pittsburgh chosen to host it, and will Pittsburgh host all of them from here on out?
Yes, we're looking for Pittsburgh to be the permanent home. Of course, Laura Ellsworth and I are both from Pittsburgh, so that does have a practical impact. But in the immediate aftermath of the shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue, Pittsburgh really stood out in the minds of a lot of people. And there were columns published in major newspapers all over the country that talked about how Pittsburgh did come together, how people ran toward the fire, how the community as a whole stood up for the victims of hate and pledged to be crusaders in the fight against hate. And so there's something about Pittsburgh and its reaction to the terrible tragedy that also stood out and made people think this is a great place to launch an initiative like this one and then to sustain it.
Yeah, and you know what, Pittsburgh, in spite of that horrible, horrific event, when people visit, they always say they like it. The people are very friendly for the most part, and a welcoming community for the most part. So it's probably good that you chose our fair city.
Well, there is something about the character of the region and its people that does stand out. It also is a place that is known for the ability to gather people together for effective partnering. So that's another characteristic of our home region that makes it a great site for doing something like this.
Chancellor Emeritus Mark Nordenberg of the University of Pittsburgh, co-chairing the Eradicate Hate Global Summit. We thank you for your time and your leadership on this event, and we wish you much success with it. And hopefully you can return and let us know how things are progressing in the future to let us know how this event has been effective. And also, I want to talk to you about redrawing the maps here in Pennsylvania, because I know you're doing a large, you're spearheading that effort as well.
Well, that's another important initiative, and it would be nice to talk to you about that, and that'll give you and me a chance to see whether Larry can get up and make that jump.
Chancellor Nordenberg, I really appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much for lending your voice to the Voice of Pittsburgh.
Have a great day.
Thank you, sir.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.